6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado could soon join other states in lifting the statewide mask requirement, and that possible move is drawing strong opinions on both sides. The governor's office says Governor Polis intends to sign a new 30-day mask order that will take into account current conditions statewide and locally. Some counties say with more people getting vaccinated, they're ready to drop the mandate. In Denver, Public Health Director Bob McDonald says getting the message out at the local or regional level will be more challenging without the state order.
It makes it harder for all local public health departments when you have to enforce something at the local level.
The state's current mask order expires Saturday. Denver's Cherry Creek Arts Festival has been postponed until Labor Day weekend because of the pandemic. The event is usually over the 4th of July. It was canceled last year. Artists booked to showcase their work in 2020 will return this September. Organizers say they hope looser COVID restrictions by then will allow more people to gather safely. RTD is hiring as more Denver area commuters return to work. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The Downtown Denver Partnership says it's starting to see an increase in visits to work. So RTD says it needs to staff up to handle what it hopes is a continuing jump in demand, and also to avoid the driver shortages it had prior to the pandemic. More drivers will also allow RTD to run more vehicles and allow passengers to stay socially distant. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Denver just ended its second snowiest March on record. The city got 34 inches last month, only about 1 inch less than in March of 2003. Lisa Kreiderman with the National Weather Service says heavy snow in many places will save parts of Colorado from wildfire.
This precipitation that came in March really saves the Front Range, especially the Front Range Mountains, from being any of those early season fires before fuel start greening up.
April is typically the state's second snowiest month behind March, but above average temperatures are expected this weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.